Vampire Farm. We are animals on an animal farm. The farmers are vampires who absorb our life force through multifarious means. Most of us are animals, some of us are human, men with hue, those who have light or enlightened minds. In the hive mind of the farmers of Zion, we are all animals who exist only to serve them, to allow them to vampirize our life's blood through coerced wage slavery. If you want to play the game of life, you have to pay, and in order to pay you have to work, i.e. sell your soul into service to a master, a slave to a paymaster, either in the form of customers or any other type, to allow the vampire farmers to vampirize our energy through their architectural grid and all their systems of control, and which system regulates and controls our labor, designed to engineer in the most efficient and effective way the harvesting of our soul energy. This latter factor of the system of Zion will be discussed in the following: how the infrastructure of material density is designed and how its functions are coordinated logistically to serve the purpose of harvesting our energy and enabling its absorption by the vampires of Zion, both their material humanoid creatures on the earth and they themselves, the transdimensional reptilians who control the vampire farm as its architects and engineers at higher dimensions. The architecture of Zion is based upon the cube. Everything is right angular, square in two-dimensional form and cubic in three-dimensional form. The cube represents matter or third density, that which is tangible and can be touched, also referred to in the system of elements as earth. Indeed, we are living on a dirt farm of lowest density, a sacrificial plane upon which the cutthroat shepherd kings routinely cut the carotid arteries of their goyim in ritual murder sacrifice, either in war or revolution or simply in a more quotidian form of nervous exhaustion, drug or alcohol addiction and other forms of chaos to create dysfunctionality or entropy within the system they have installed. How this effectively works is that the square or cube, as in occultism, is a geometrical shape or solid that traps energy within, preventing its escape and impeding its flow. This holds the energy in place, enabling these entities to feed once they have initiated stress-inducing conditions that cause the goyim to give off louche or bioenergy upon which the vampires feed. Thus we are living in a matrix of magic squares in which we are trapped in a structure reminiscent of a nesting doll, cells within cells, layers of matter that trap the circulation of energy in an entropic condition within an array of three-dimensional fixity. Everywhere we go, we are walking along a right-angular road grid which constitutes the topographical layout of all towns and cities under the influence of the Jewish occupation government. Such a topography is geopathic. It generates chaos or harm by virtue of the slowing down and rendering static of energy. The grid layout of towns and cities contain right-angular buildings. These buildings are all in effect entropy machines which facilitate the breakdown of the life force energy of their occupants, trapping their souls within and enabling the transdimensional entities to steal their energy. In the traditional world, the layout of population centers was always of a circular or round nature, and they were always placed next to bodies of water to enable the energies to flow better, taking away door and enabling healthy organ to take its place. The round spires and houses of the traditional world also enables energy to flow and uplifts the denizens, increasing health and vitality rather than having their energy growth static and stagnant through a lack of dynamism. This is the difference between the entropic nature of the system of Zion with its deliberate stagnation of energy flow and that of the world of tradition, with its dynamic extropy, energies flowing harmoniously according to their natural tendencies and being properly channeled and harnessed according to ontologically valid metaphysical principles of sacred geometry and sacred science. Undoubtedly, like flies on feces, the elementressen or entities from the netherworld delight in the stagnant energetic climate of the geopathic right-angular grid. We are living in a matrix in which there is no escaping the low vibrations induced by the topographical structure of the cube and square. You are indeed on the square in the Judeo-Masonic vampire farm, indeed you are in the square as a rat in the cage. That the roads and buildings are comprised of the most geopathic materials also must be noted: oil comprising tar for roads, giving off much pollution into the atmosphere to be respired by the population, concrete and oil-based paint, metal, gyprock, all materials which are formed from the lowest density kingdom of elements, the mineral kingdom, that which is correlated with the earth. Heretofore the materials were of wood, especially in the ancient world before they were destroyed by the irrational fanaticism of Abrahamic religion and its implicit recognition of the greater spiritual power vested in the more living kingdom of plants in the form of wood, which could be impregnated with positive energies and were a vital extension thereof. Hence the Abrahamics had recourse to burn down the buildings, especially the temples, as a means of eliminating their competition for hegemony. They are characteristically violent nature imposing itself as an extension of the will of the demiurge, their god. The materials of stone and of synthetic materials based upon the mineral kingdom all have their properties of creating door and of diminishing the harmonious circulation or resonance of energy. Hence they serve, do these materials, as containers of the stagnant energies which can then be, like milk from a carton, absorbed into these entities. Hence we, the so-called human, all too human, are indeed living in a matrix, just as is depicted in the movie of the same name. We are a battery being drained of its life force by slow degrees round the clock and at every point in time. Trapped within the matrix cube of the demiurge, we are subjected to constant stressors, noise pollution, door from cell towers and satellites, a noxious vapor of exhaust fumes and the perpetual hum and vibration of machines. The constant stress of the quotidian daily grind of coerced slavery and imposed social, financial, legal and other obligations imposed upon us by the vampires of Zion, all with malice aforethought, and with the intention of absorbing our energy which we give off as stress responses and other emanations of our vital being, as reactions to the constant bombardment of stimuli they hurl at us as so many missiles. The accumulation of low-level vibration over a consistent time period leads to the negative feedback loops of metabolism as the organism attempts to adjust itself homeostatically as its natural survival mechanism. We are always running a deficit in all senses: bills to pay, hunger, thirst, exhaustion, burning the candle at both ends. All a deficiency needing rectification as condition of survival. Hence within the slave matrix of Zion, even to merely survive, to subsist, is rendered impossible, and one is like a used car or house, subject to amortization, a wearing down which is accelerated through these influences. The obligation on our part to work for the system that erodes our life force, serving one's executioners as a wage slave, is a bitter irony that escapes most in terms of its real meaning and yet is intuitively understood by most as absurd and indeed their lot in life. Most who are not the vampires and their servants at higher levels carry on day by day in numb apathy. For the deluded servants and masters, though a hammer, they are nonetheless an anvil, and just as they hammer upon their underlings, so to they're hammered upon by their overlords. Such is the vampire world of the Matrix, a mechanical system of sadism and reciprocal use and abuse. All recognize their obligation to go along to get along, though their getting is exceeded by the cost of doing business, and thus they begin their downgoing, spiraling down entropically not only in this life but throughout the incarnations, as the demiurgicate clock ticks down to Ragnarok and the end of the cycle. The wage slaves of Zion have mortgaged their souls, and this is a necessary condition of entering into contract with the vampire controllers of the system, a contract unilaterally imposed upon them in utero in the form of the drafting up of a birth certificate. One receives kosher certification as a farm animal on the animal farm of Zion. Money, the abstract form of bioenergy or the life force, is the currency that flows through the hands and electronic bank accounts of the vampire banking cartel, yielding interest which is the life force fed upon by the banks to gangsters. Everything has a cost, and this cost is made tangible in the form of money, now reduced to digits in a cybernetic system of control that, like water, can only flow through one's hands in a perpetual circulation without stop save the complete crash of the currency. The system is doomed owing to the fact of the circulation of currency not yielding benefits but taking benefits in the form of interest, which then devalues the currency even as it increases the coffers of the rapacious vampires of Zion, who, understanding the mechanics of their usury system of fractional reserve banking, have spent multiple incarnations on this earth absorbing wealth as a parasitical tribe, and have wandered over the earth with stolen loot and the mortgaged souls of those whose life energy they have robbed, like a figure of Chichikov in Nikolai Gogol's book Dead Souls. The interest on the mortgaged souls monopolized by jury and their affiliates will inevitably have to be paid back, given that their unilaterally imposed contract was not a contract at all, and thus their charging of interest will backfire karmically upon themselves. That the creatures who have genetically engineered the Jews millennia ago, these reptilian transnationals, exist vampirically, implies, according to cosmic law, that they are living on borrowed time, taking from others without giving a proportional amount or indeed anything at all to those whose life force they rob. They are a net negative in the cosmic account book of the divine, and thus are a cost unworthy of paying, and will almost certainly be cut from the budget of the divine through the appropriate karmic processes. We are all agents of karma, and thus must ensure that these vampires cease their activity, else we incur our own karma of extermination at their hands, if not in this incarnation, then in the next. Thus, in order to save one's soul, to prevent the continued entropic devitalization of Gaia and all sentient life thereon, one must combat these vampiric entities, both the reptilians, seraphim, elephim, and their earthly tools, the Jews and their underlings. Their defeat alone will ensure the spiritualization of the earth and the establishment of a new golden age. The vampire farm of Zion is a three-dimensional matrix of global proportions, perhaps replicated on similar worlds. Perhaps it is even four-dimensional, comprising the structure of a tesseract. Both under the earth and over the earth, a matrix of machines and infrastructure exists, all of which runs on electricity. Within the earth are systems of power generation, electrical wires which span the earth and which are hooked into the square-shaped boxes called buildings or dwellings, tying all citizens into power-generating stations which utilize explosively generated power that generates, store, and harms Gaia and her population. The electrical grid is a spider's web of cybernetic control which transmits waveforms along its metallic and fiber-optic strands, creating an informational network through which all may be controlled and enslaved according to its engineers. Simultaneously, the dirty electricity is emitted from electrical outlets, power lines, cell towers and satellites, bathing the earth in his electromagnetic germplasm and, like urinating into a potted plant, upsetting the healthy pH of all sentient life, creating conditions of degeneration and sickness. The demon of electricity transmits himself like a rapist in the dead of night along his highways of communication, and rapes the virginal earth in brutal fashion. He is the demiurge of the Abrahamists, and his violent assault against the harmony of existence is a celebratory rite of his will, a vulgar display of power, that of a rapacious beast. His minions, the reptilians, feed off the pain and stress he induces, gathering up the bioenergy of the goyim into themselves as a means of perpetuating their vampire lives. It is not only the current of electricity that participates in the control grid as its primum mobile, but different power systems and infrastructural apparati play a role in this system. The plumbing and sewer system also function as conduits of bioenergy. The flow of water enables energy to move about the control grid, and the topography of the control grid is designed in a way to move negative energy, door, deadly organ in the term of Wilhelm Reich, away from the privileged elites who operate the control grid on the mundane plane and toward their slave caste, creating an endless feedback loop designed to induce stress responses in the populace through bombarding them with door. Prisons and other buildings wherein extreme negative emotions exist are segregated from the privileged, who conceal themselves away from the door emanating from their slaves. These buildings of negative vibration are typically constructed along rivers, if not in self-contained areas, so that bioenergy can be directed away from the privileged, perhaps transmuted along its flow and then transmitted via ley lines and waterways to them to feed and empower them with energy, enhancing their life force. Churches and buildings of this sort are designed architecturally to transmit energy. Their spires are structured in such a way as to channel energy up and from the earth to the sky, possibly being absorbed by the transdimensional reptilians or even transmitted off-planet to one of their locations in the solar system or cosmos, such as the planet Saturn, or through black holes to another dimension or region of the galaxy. The hapless slaves who congregate as so many dupes of Judah and indeed of Jehovah in their angel hive-louche collectors called churches, simply have their energy vampirized by these entities in one way or another, empowering those on the earth or in other dimensions. They are trapped in a cycle of reciprocal use and abuse in which these entities and their priest caste delegates create fear and low vibrational states of consciousness and thereby vampirize their life force, keeping them coming back for more, thinking that the solution to their problems can be found at the problem source. This absurd abusiveness extends to all the functions of the system of the vampire farm. The medical system purports to heal but in fact harms the patient or sufferer seeks remedy for their sufferings, being ignorant of the causes and having been conditioned to venerate their medical priests obsequiously before then in a profane rite of allopathic self-sacrifice, allowing themselves to be poisoned with pharmaceuticals and radiation, injected with poisons and biological weapons called vaccines, and subject to anatomical mutilations and corruptions of whatever variety. They seek the solution to their problem from, if not the source in this case, then a source which simply compounds their problems and adds insult to injury through such injurious reliance upon the unquestionable medical priest. In terms of the legal system, the system imposes legal prosecution and penalties upon the gullible. The gullible seek help from the system which attacks them, incurring legal fees and compounding their stress and anxiety, which fills the coffers of the priests of Saturn with their bioenergy, not only in the form of money but in that of louche. The stress induced by the prosecution and indeed by the penalty, if such is the result, causes the emanation of louche which the vampiric entities can feed off, and which, being trapped in greater conditions of restriction, places one in a position for greater vampirization. Be it the labor force of coerced wage slavery or the various facets of the chiligan of the crystalline matrix, all are subject to entropy and the amortization of their life force over time, their lifespans having been proportionally reduced over the incarnations and the cycles of time of the Manwantara. One must, in order to liberate both his own individual soul and that of Gaia and her denizens, each sharing to relative degrees in the collective consciousness from the matrix prison, shatter this crystalline matrix. The false light gaslight of the black magicians of Zion continues to mesmerize and deceive the majority, who understand only effects not causes and can't trace the problems on this earth to their ultimate cause, that being the architects of destruction, the vampires of the animal farm, who pull the levers of the matrix machine to trap our souls in the lowest density while we atrophy and feed these entities with our life force. All of the architecture of Zion, its systems of information processing, run on the demon of electricity, the demiurge. It is this architecture and its architects which keep us enslaved. Hence both it and they must be sabotaged with the wrecking ball of our collective willpower, led by Aryan adepts who will guide the aggressive force of the masses to the proper target. Only then can the refulgent light of a new golden age dawn upon this earth.